Happy Saturday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hope your weekend is off to a great start. Get that yard work out of the way and have some fun. But stay cool, because it is hot here in the States. And we're going to keep you company with another Be Our Guest podcast community check-in. This one was recorded back on Tuesday night, June 9th, 2020. This one's pretty evergreen. We take your calls and talk about the things we keep around our desk or work areas to remind us of Walt Disney World and trips gone by, little knickknacks and gizmos that connect us to the magic. And we get a lot of great calls with pretty unique items sitting around our work areas. Don't forget, you can support the show three ways. Book your next trip with the Magic for Less Travel. They're a platinum earmarked agency. They're the best of the best, and it really does help support the show. Just drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great trip planning tools while you're there. And then fill out that free, no obligation quote form and mention the Be Our Guest podcast, and you and I are going to be working together on that next amazing Disney vacation. So check them out today over at themagicforless.com. You can also use our Amazon affiliate link, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra. Just click through that link and then shop to your heart's desire. Again, brguestpodcast.com/Amazon. Finally, we have a fun new way to support the show and get some extra content along the way each and every day over at patreon.com/brguestpodcast. Polls, discussions, photos from days gone by and behind the scenes, and even a mini podcast every Thursday called Mike in the Midwest for our patrons. So check it out today over at patreon.com/BeOurGuestPodcast.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Happy Tuesday night, everybody. Welcome to yet another Be Our Guest Podcast community check-in live here on Facebook from the Be Our Guest Podcast studios in beautiful St. Peters, Missouri, where we survived Tropical Storm Cristobal this morning. That's right. You heard that right. Here in the middle of the United States, Missouri, landlocked Missouri, where we are close to the Mississippi and Missouri rivers here at the studio, we had the remnants of Tropical Storm Cristobal. This morning I got up and I said, nope, because I usually do my runs at about 5:45 a.m. Looked outside the window. There was some sideways rain. The trees were all kind of sideways. I said, I love running and I got to start my day with a run, but this is not happening yet. So I waited an hour. It slowed down and got my run in a little bit later. Not as long as usual, but that's okay. I'll make it. And so now I know it's headed the Iowa way and up towards Nebraska. It's moving on and falling apart kind of. But yeah, you don't get that very often. So we had a tropical storm here in June in Missouri. So an interesting start to the day. Of course, we're recording this for the folks on the feed on Tuesday night, June 9th, 2020, just for posterity's sake, when we go back and listen to this years and years from now during this crazy time. But I thank everybody for being here live on Facebook. So we can take your calls here in just a second. We have a fun topic for tonight. We're going to get away from the serious stuff. However, if you want to talk about all the Walt Disney World announcements that have gone down over the past few days, feel free. It's always an open forum. That's why we do these shows. It's a chance to sound off. You have questions. I may not have the answers, but we have a lot of folks tuned in. And we have a lot of smart people out there, a lot of great Disney fans. Collectively, we will find your answer. We'll figure out a solution to problems. That's what we do. So we're going to take your calls. But first of all, a couple of announcements. Real quick, I just got to get this out there before I forget. Tomorrow night, there is not going to be a show. Tomorrow night, no show. Not a trip report, not a call-in show, because it's my wedding anniversary tomorrow night. So you guys got to understand, we're going out to eat. I'm taking my wife out to a restaurant called Salt and Smoke, which we've never been to yet. But what it is, it is a place that has taken over in little main. We got a part of our town, St. Charles County, where we live. It's right on the Missouri River, and it kind of looks like Main Street USA. It's like an antique district, lots of antique shops, restaurants, wineries, whatever the beer places are called that make beer, breweries, microbreweries, kinds of stuff like that. It's been rehabbed and it's come back in the last 10 years. Well, when I asked my wife to marry me, and I was so nervous way back in the day, like 17, 18 years ago, We went to the place that is now Salt and Smoke. It used to be called Winery of the Little Hills. It was a little winery. So we got a little bottle of wine. We got a charcuterie plate. I didn't even know it was charcuterie back then. It was cheese and sausage. We got that and, just kind of hung out and talked a little bit. And then we walked along the Missouri River. And we sat, I asked Pam to sit down on this bench right by the river. There's a path. You can walk right along the Missouri River. It's beautiful. And that's where I asked her to marry me. So tomorrow night, we're going to go back to the same place, maybe get the same table, sit outside. We're probably not going to sit down on by the river. Who knows? We might go down to we call it our bench in Frontier Park. But that's what we're going to be doing tomorrow night. So please understand that we are not going to have a show tomorrow night because happy wife, happy life, right? And we'll be back on Thursday. So I appreciate you giving me that one night off so we can go have some fun and not trying to dodge the show. I love doing the show, but I got to, I signed up for 3 shows a week, and, my wife kind of she loves it. She's fine with that, but it's been every night for a while. So we're going to have a good time tomorrow night, go out and just have a meal and get some ice cream or something. Okay, the other thing I wanted to address at the top of the show, now that's kind of fun stuff that we're doing tomorrow night. I got some heartbreaking news today, and I know a lot of you have seen this because some of you have reached out to me via email and social media, and I just found out this news late this morning. And it has kind of shook me all day since I saw this. So as you guys know, one of our biggest missions with our podcast, we've been very, very fortunate to have such an awesome community that's developed around the show. It's not us. It's just everybody kind of rallies together and we have such great listeners. One of our kind of things that we do on the show is support charities, because we're so lucky because we get the opportunity to go amazing places on cruises, Walt Disney World, Disneyland. We talk about a lot. We're very blessed. All of us are. One of the things we do is raise money for Give Kids the World. We love that place. I love Walt Disney World. That is one of my favorite places on earth, Walt Disney World is. But the place I love more than Walt Disney World after being there a few times is Give Kids the World because it's a fun place. It's whimsical. It's truly magical. You think of Walt Disney World, the Magic Kingdom being a magical place where dreams come true. And we talk about that, and that is true for us. We see our kids get to see, the heroes. Sometimes they see Buzz Lightyear for the first time, or Mickey Mouse, or Anna and Elsa, or Tiana. Whatever it is, they get to see their heroes from when they were kids. I will tell you what, if you ever get a chance to go to Give Kids the World, and I was so hesitant to go there because I thought it'd be a sad place. I put it off. I was invited there many times and I didn't go because I didn't want to see the sad. Remember, I worked with kids my entire life. I was an elementary school teacher. And, I always want kids to thrive and to become more than I could imagine for them. So you see these kids and families who've been dealt really bad hands in life, with life-threatening illnesses, injuries. I mean, we think we have struggles every day. Like right now we're going through the coronavirus and all this stuff. And a lot of us are struggling with employment, uncertainty. Some of our family members may be sick, but this is like the most severe. This is one of those things that it's just these families, they have it worse than a lot of us could ever imagine. But when you go to Give Kids World Village, it's happiness, it's laughter, it's joy out of the families, out of the volunteers, out of the staff. When we talk about making magic happen, Give Kids the World is the place here on earth that there's really, really, really good people all around and they're doing the good stuff. So if you didn't hear today, Give Kids the World obviously has had to close their doors here for the foreseeable future until they get a vaccine for the coronavirus, because these kids can't be exposed to anything. They can't take risks to go to theme parks, to go out in the general public and interact with people. So seeing that news today was kind of heartbreaking because I know these kids and families need this escape. This is probably the best thing they have going on, and to know that they're not going, I'm sad that I'm not going this summer to Walt Disney World, but it does not compare to what's happening to these families. So please just say a prayer for these families that we can get through this and that they can have something that eases their pain a little bit, because Give Kids the World sure eases a lot of pain, and I love those people down there so much. So, tough way to start the show, but they'll be back, and we're going to always support them. We love them. I've said this on the shows many times. They are the angels among us, the volunteers, the staff, the families themselves at Give Kids the World. If you ever get a chance to go there and volunteer, please do. It'll change your life. It really will. I mean, it's amazing. So if you ever get a chance to go there, just please do, and please keep them in our prayers, because we want them back sooner rather than later. Because Disney makes magic, but it doesn't compare to the magic that the folks at Give Kids the World make. So that's it for that. Okay, so I can get it again. Sorry. I apologize for that. Okay, so the topic of tonight, we've been talking about this on the Patreon today, just kind of on a whim. I was doing a call, we do these Ask Me Anythings every day. I didn't have any questions. And I just looked around my desk at what kind of trinkets I have sitting around me to remind me of past Disney trips. And some of this stuff is so insignificant. It's so non-important, but it all has a story. Like, for example, I have this sitting in my a mug. It's just one of those straws you get for like 99 cents at the checkout. I got this at Pecos Bills on the last night of one of my trips when Mallory was super little. I brought this home, and you would have thought I brought home a Lamborghini at the time. She was like one. This was the coolest souvenir, and it was like a buck. That's the good thing when the kids are young. So I still have that because I remember that, because I really missed her that trip and I wanted to bring her something really cool. And I did. I brought her like 5 gifts, and that was the thing she liked the most, was a straw. So when I look around, I talked about this on the Patreon today. I got my fleet of vehicles. I got my minivan. This one is significant. It's a Southwest Airlines jet, because remember, guys, if you've been around long enough, I used to have a huge fear of flying. And I bought this at Orlando International Airport, that little newsstand store right at the corner there before you get on the monorail, you know, the little, internal monorail at the airport. There's a little store and they had these there. And I was like, I'm getting that to remember my first flight. Motor coaches. Oh God, I wish I was on one of these today. And look, this one, somebody at the old house, one of the kids was playing outside. They took the tires off this one. Can you see that? It's missing the tires. And no kid ever fessed up to it. Kids. So what do you have sitting around your desk? That's what I'm going to ask you tonight to call in. What do you have sitting around your desk? What do you want to talk about? What are you excited about? Let's just talk Disney. So 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Let's just talk. So give me a call. This only works if you guys give me the calls, because otherwise I'm sitting here like a deer in headlights. But I sure appreciate you being here. These shows have been so much fun. And we've been doing these now since March, and it's been a joy. It really has. So let's get to our first call. And, of course, it is my buddy Alfred. Alfred, how you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. Had better days, had worse days.
Yeah. Well, today was the same for me. I've had better.
Yep, same.
And then you go talking about Give the Kids the World, and I'm sobbing my eyes out.
I apologize. I didn't try to bring anybody down. It's just I had to say it, and,
No, you did.
I'll wear my emotions on my sleeve.
Yeah, I hadn't heard. Now, is it just because of the virus, or is it money problems they're having?
No, I think it's just for the safety of the families, because, I mean, it totally makes sense. I mean, if you think about it, you know, like, if I had any kind of high risk, there's no way I would be going to Central Florida. And these kids are extremely high risk, so I get it, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, so sad, though.
Yep, it is.
So, now, how does that organization work? Because I only know it from you guys mentioning it.
I just know that they run on volunteer hours. You know, people go in and they have a staff that they pay, a small staff that are very good at what they do. Steven is one of the folks who is really in charge of getting things done over there. And he listens to our show. And you'll see him at the Run Disney races. He's always there at their tent. He's actually one of our patrons of the podcast now. He signed up, which I can't. Okay. I was so honored for that. But, you know, he really takes care of things. They have a great core staff, but it's almost all volunteers, and it's an amazing village. It's just all the Central Florida.
How close is it to Disney?
It's about 10 minutes away. It's in Kissimmee. It's behind a Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's beautiful, though. It's great. It's so whimsical looking, because like Disney Imagineers helped build it, and people from Universal and SeaWorld, everybody has
really?
A part. Yeah, yeah. Oh. It's crazy.
Yeah. So, but we'll have to talk about how I can help fundraise for them too.
Yeah, we're going to do it. I mean, we actually, you'll hear it on tomorrow's podcast. We talk about it, ironically enough, because we recorded that yesterday. So,
yeah, I heard that. But So, I would definitely love to help out with that.
We will.
Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thanks. 14 years. Note. My wife should get a Medal of Honor for putting up with me that long.
And she probably will ask for one, too.
She probably will.
You better be careful.
I know. That's right. So what do you have sitting around your, work area? That's what I'm curious about, everybody's, stuff.
Okay.
I forgot. I have the Tower of Terror bell. And this is a real one from the Tower of Terror.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now that you mentioned Tower of Terror, I have to tell you something I do have that I bought in, I think it was 2000. It's like one of those door tags. Like if you were at the hotel and it says do not disturb on it.
I have one better. Hang on. Mallory, are you still down here? Bring me that door hanger from the bathroom. I'll show you something. I probably shouldn't have this. Somehow it ended up in my backpack one time.
The thing is, I'm on the phone. I can't see it.
Well, you'll see it on the video and I'll show it to everybody else. I'll describe it.
Okay.
So what else
Maybe
do you have?
Maybe put it on the Patreon.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that.
Yeah.
So what else do you have, though?
Okay, so basically I have stuff everywhere. But when I worked in the school, because I was a teacher, my desk always had Disney stuff on it. So I would have my Mickeys, my figurines, whatever holiday it was, I would have stuff Disney hanging around at home. The desk I have, I don't sit at, but I have two desk sets. So the first is Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, nice.
So there's the stapler, the notepad thing, all these cool things. And then I have one of classic attractions from the park.
Sweet.
So an Autopia car with the notepaper.
Nice.
The teacup. Trying to see what else is here. I have so much stuff. It's crazy. I don't see the other stuff from.
I'm showing everybody on the video. I'm showing everybody a pin I just found from 2006.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got the characters on it from just one of those dorky pins you'll probably never use because they're hard to write with because they're so heavy.
Right, right.
But it's cool looking.
Yeah, so then I have the tape dispenser for Beauty and the Beast. It's the Maurice's invention. That's what it looks like anyway from here. So it's really cool stuff that I love. But it just sits on the desk. I've never used it because I'm afraid to use it.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am.
You know?
Like a lot of the stuff, yeah. I have it out and it's great, but I'm always worried like it's going to get... I don't think it's going to walk off, but it's going to get broken or something.
Right. That's my thing. Because I actually had bought during the 50th anniversary Disneyland dinnerware set. And it came with large plates, smaller plates, big bowls, coffee mugs, and glasses. And little by little... The bowls are breaking, and two dishes broke.
Oh, no.
And I'm crushed.
You gotta be careful.
Can't get those anywhere.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, so we
don't have any, Disney stuff other than, right in here. We don't have, you'd be surprised.
Really?
You wouldn't know that we're Disney fans if you go upstairs. It's just, and Pam Forrester says I've never been to her house, but she says her house is kind of the same way. Her office has Disney stuff, but she doesn't have Disney stuff.
Oh, really?
Around, she says.
Oh. Walk into my place and that's all you see.
See, I would, but again, happy wife, happy life. So I get my money, so I'm good.
Yeah. And I'm alone, so I just keep buying.
Exactly. That's what it looked like if I was too.
I don't know how. I can't see my apartment anymore. There's so many stacks.
I know. I hear you.
And the blankets, that's the other thing. Every time I see a blanket, I got to buy it.
Oh, you mean like the ones where it says you spend $29, you get the blanket for $10?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have one.
Okay, that's another thing I have sitting behind me. It's on my I have my grand, my, for my, for our first, no, it's actually for the wedding gift. Again, my anniversary tomorrow. Mm-hmm. For the wedding gift, my wife was super special. I was very close with my grandpa, Rahman. He was like my hero. Okay. And he had a recliner that he sat in for years and years. And when he passed, she got it from my grandma. It was tore up. She got it from my grandma, got it re-upholstered. And so that's sitting behind me, right behind the wall here, that I can sit in. But I have it covered with one of those. It says like Walt Disney. It says Florida. Walt Disney. It's just a throw. It's not, you know, I'm 6'3". I can't use it for a blanket, but it's really cool looking. I'm the same way. I always bought those. Yeah.
Like I have stacks here just of the blankets. And then I have, of course, they sell the one at the parks that you put your arms through.
Oh, yeah. It's like a Snuggie.
Yeah, I have that. So I got cold. So I had to buy it.
Kind of like a Disney zombie.
Pretty much, yeah. I am. It's true. That's all I have. And then I'm telling my mom, my sister has this chair. And she just bought it. And twice now I go there and I sit in it and it's so comfortable. And I mentioned how I want that Ethan Allen chair.
I just want to go back and buy. $1,800
is a big deal right now.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah. But I'm going to have it. Don't worry.
Oh, I know. I got a lot of stuff on my wish list that's just on pause right now for a little bit. But once things turn around.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because my MacBook Air was like, it was all filling up. Like, I didn't have any space left. But now it's like, that MacBook Air is going to work great for the next 5 years. Like, I just started deleting stuff. I'm like, I'm good. I cleaned it off. We're good.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll last forever.
That's how you do it.
That's it. All right. Well, hey, I got to roll because I got four people in the queue, so I got to get them in. But we'll be back on Thursday. I'm taking tomorrow night off. But I'll think of you, Alfred.
Okay.
All right. Cheers, buddy.
Did I put my picture on the Twitter feed? Did you get it?
I did not see it. Are you tagging me? Because I'm not seeing it. Twitter's pulled up right now. @BRGuestMike.
I did it right on your page.
You put @BRGuestMike or @BRGuestPod?
I don't remember now.
But do BRGuestMike because Pod is Ricky, actually.
Okay. You know what? I could do that in Patreon, right?
Yep. Well, I don't know if you can add pictures there. I got to figure that out. People are asking. That's another thing on my list for tomorrow.
All right. So either I'll tag you or I'll try to put it on Patreon.
Sounds good. I want to see it because we're talking about it on the show. All right. See you later. Take care, Alfred.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye. Stay safe. Okay. Bye. All right. Let's get all these calls in here. Next call. Who's joining us?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good.
I didn't think I'd get through because you're on such a delay on my computer. You were like picking up another call from somebody else while I'm actually calling in.
Oh my gosh.
You surprised me. So, I'm a teacher and the two things that I have at my desk are one, I used to collect those little sets of plastic figurines that Disney has from all of the different animated shows. So you'd walk in, you'd see one from like the Little Mermaid all in this little oblong box. So at my desk, I have Chernabog and Sorcerer Mickey pointing at him, like in the end of Fantasmic.
Nice, I like it.
The kids seem to like that. I'm also the teacher who always leaves the mug in your classroom when they come to visit. And the current mug is a Disneyland mug with a D that's shaped in the style of the Disneyland D as the handle.
Nice.
So now people know it right away. They go, oh, that's Mr. Lane's mug. You please go bring it back to him. The kids don't remind me of that anymore because I think they want to get out of class and bring the mug back to the library.
Absolutely.
So I've now considered that my gift to them. I leave it there, and one good kid gets to bring it back whenever I go visit a classroom. So those are the only two real things I have. I've never found anything that I really collect except one thing that I won't bring into work, and it's sitting here in my home office right now. There is a wood carver in Mexico, in the Mexico Pavilion. If you walk down the stairs, they're usually by the fountain off to the, well, depending on the way you're facing, if you're facing out, they're off to the right. And they hand carve these little animal figures. And they hand paint them for you.
Those are so cool. I've always wanted to get one, but I'm like, it'll get broken by the time I get home.
I tell you what, they don't get broken. I have never had one broken. And let me see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 of them now.
Really?
Because I get one.
I bought a Skyliner Christmas ornament when I was down in September for the Skyliner opening. Then that thing got crushed. It came home in a million. But I mean, it was glass, so I guess I should have expected that. But yeah, those look delicate.
They're not as delicate as you think. And if you're worried, you can get one that's bulky. The first one I got was an owl that basically looks like it's a totem pole with some big, thick wings glued on it. And when that one didn't get broken, I started to buy more and more of them. And they're wrapped up really well in the box. I usually take them in as a carry-on. And unless you're getting one of those with like a long, thin neck or long, thin arms like the frog that I have, they're not going to get broken. They're more solid than you think. Hmm. I get the small ones. I can't afford like some of the big ones are like $100.
Yeah, no thanks.
And I understand it because like these are craftsmen. You know?
No, totally. It's their wares. Yeah,
working there. I love having them. I would bring them into school. I am afraid of them at school because I teach elementary school. Those kids touch everything.
Yes.
They will get broken on my desk, but that's my only collection. And I'm so glad that I'm one of the reasons I'm happy to work at home is I get to have them by me now.
There you go. I know it's fun having a home office kind of, yeah. One of the things I had back at school back in the day, this was probably 15 years ago, McDonald's had a Happy Meal prize where they had figurines and I have them. They have like Mickey Mouse and he's on a little pedestal. It's like a Mickey shaped head. It's gold and it has like a trading card that was behind it. It was like lenticular. I had those on my desk forever at school and I have them still here somewhere. It's not around.
I still have the year 2000 mugs, glasses. I mean, they made these rectangular glasses that you could get. I don't know where you would get them. I can't even remember where I got them. I know I didn't get them there. I think it was at a fast food restaurant. It might have been McDonald's. And there's one for each park. There's one for Magic Kingdom, Epcot. Well, I don't have to list the parks. I think if you're listening, you know the parks.
We're probably covered.
You most likely. But I still have those. I don't use them that often. Now I'm kind of inspired to take them down and start drinking from them again. They're really nice, really solid mugs.
Yeah, you got to use
them. Or cups.
All right, Eric. Yeah, well, hey, thanks for calling. I'm going to try to get to everybody tonight, but thank you. You got some good stuff, and good the kids aren't getting all over it. I know that feeling. Put my stuff down. All right. See you, buddy. Take care.
Bye.
Love talking to Eric. Oh, wait, we got it. Hang on. Got it. Next caller is on the air. Who's joining us?
Hey, this is Shannon from Kentucky.
Hey, Shannon. What's going on? Down in the Bluegrass State.
Hey. That's exactly right. You got that right.
It's where my grandparents were from, Ashland, Kentucky.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, my gosh. That's so far. I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. That's not too far.
Yeah, I heard all the stories about the Ohio. I know Three Rivers met there. My grandpa was always telling me about it because it was near Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's so great. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. I've heard more stories about Kentucky because my grandpa was, imagine that. My grandpa liked to talk. I don't know.
I love it.
What's going on tonight?
That's great. One of my favorite things is I love to cook and love to entertain, love to have people over. And I dusted off three of my Disney cookbooks that I've gotten over the years. And one of the things that we decided we're going to do, we've got my husband and I have some friends who also love Disney like we do. And we decided that we're going to take a look at these cookbooks and we're going to have a Disney themed dinner this Saturday.
Nice.
I'm going to make an appetizer, an entree, and a dessert from each of these cookbooks. So we can just talk a little Disney, listen to some Disney music, and just kind of have a good time with each other now that we're kind of allowed to do that again. And that's one of my favorite things is going back and looking at the recipes, especially after coming back from Food and Wine. And just reminiscing about all the fun times that we had. And so that's kind of a fun way to sort of relive the Disney magic.
You know what? We did that probably about 3 years ago because the church where we used to go before we moved, the preacher and his wife are huge Disney fans. Okay. Like I've booked them to Walt Disney World. I've booked them on Disney cruises. Almost every sermon there has something to do with Disney. Like it'll be a Pirates of the Caribbean movie reference, or he's also a big Harry Potter fan. So he's a big movie buff. So the preacher would always like weave Disney or some kind of movie stuff into the sermon, which I always loved, you know, got my attention. But we got, you know, obviously we got to know about that. Well, a bunch of us from church that are all Disney fans, we got together at one of the families And we had exactly what you said, a Disney night where every meal, like every family that came over brought a dish that was a Disney inspired dish. So somebody would bring like, I don't know, I think somebody brought like the meatloaf from 50s Primetime Cafe. They found the, you know, the recipe or somebody, you know, it was, everything was a dish from a Disney restaurant. Of course we found the recipes online and tried the best we could, but we, you know, we shared pictures. Sure. We talked about our trips that were coming up because all of us had a trip on the books and we played like Disney trivia or something. It was such a fun night because, you know, it was like getting together with church friends and it was kind of like a fellowship type thing, but it was we had a theme and it was like, we all, you know, we all wanted to be there, but we just, you know, we can't be there enough. And it worked out really well because we all got to eat. We had, I forgot we had for dessert. We had not Dole Whips, but I think we made like ice cream sandwiches or something like Sleepy Hollow. I can't remember, but it was amazing. Like good friends, good food, and talking Disney. So yeah, you guys are going to have a blast. That was a lot of fun. I encourage everybody to give that a shot.
Yeah, it's a good time. We're excited about it. I think what I'm going to make is there's a cheese fondue that they serve at a Food and Wine Festival in the Germany Pavilion, it says. So mm-hmm. I think that's going to be the appetizer. I'm going to do this sort of this halibut with a spicy broth with the clams that's served at Coral Reef. And then I got to do the Ohana bread pudding, right? Oh. I got to do that. So that's what I'm going to do.
Dude, I'm Googling your address as we speak, so I will head down to Louisville.
Exactly.
That's going to be a ton of fun.
Yeah, we're excited. We're excited.
All right. I always look at those cookbooks and I'm like, you know, those look so interesting, but I can't cook. So why am I wasting my $20 or $30? I can't make it. I'll get it home. It'll never get opened. We go to Texas Roadhouse.
Well, thanks so much for taking the call. I appreciate it.
I sure appreciate it. You have a great party and call back and let us know how it went.
I will. I'll do it. Thanks
all right.
So
take
much.
Care. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's get to the next call here. And so many calling in. I love this. Who's our next caller?
Hey, Mike, it's Ken from Crystal River, Florida. How are you?
Hey, is it Ken? Sorry, dropped out there for a second.
Yeah, it's Ken.
Okay, Ken, yeah, thanks for calling from down in Florida. What's going on?
No problem. So my one of my favorite keepsakes, you actually helped me put this together. You just don't know about it. So I used to have some back problems, and I had back surgery, and I asked the doctor, you know, is there anything I can't do? And he said no, and I said, well, can I run? I've never run before, and I just been following you and the lizards and all that, and I got into running. So I started gathering medals from the Run Disney races and whatnot, and got a friend of mine down the road. She owns a business that's called Resort Liquidators, and what she does is acquire furniture from hotel rooms that are being refurbished. So I got hold of is it a coat rack or a towel rack from one of the Disney resorts, and I was able to turn it into a display for all my medals.
Nice.
And I keep it in my office. It's one of my favorite keepsakes of all times, and I think of you every time I look at it, and I really appreciate your inspiration to get me to the running life, so thank you.
You know what? No, it's my, pass it on to Mike Bankhead, because he got me, he bit the bug with me, him and Phil Scheingold, but I appreciate that. That's very kind of you. You know, I was in the same situation where I remember there was a springtime, we were doing the podcast, but I mean, it was early years, like maybe the first, I can't remember exactly when, it was like the first or second year of the show. It was in the springtime and I was having severe back problems. Like I didn't go to work for 3 weeks because I could not walk. I mean, I don't know what happened, but I went to doctor after doctor. They were getting ready to do back surgery. And I had known a lot of people that had back surgery with like, you know, kind of sketchy results. You know, some people it worked, some people it didn't. And I would, you know, it was a major deal. I was like, I don't really want to do that. I'm kind of young. You know, back then I was. And finally, I mean, they gave me like, I was on some of those shows. I want to go back and listen to them because I know there were shows I was taking Vicodin because that's the only thing I could survive. It hurt that bad. But I would crawl down. I was crawling down to the computer to do the podcast because I still haven't missed a show. The whole time we've been doing this since 2008. But I know there were a few shows I was on serious painkillers trying to get, so I don't even remember what I said. But it was one of those things, like, finally, I got up and I started moving. Like, I forced myself. I was coaching Paige's softball team at the time, and I wasn't able to do it. Finally, I said, I don't want to miss the season. So I got up and went to the practice and stood on the sidelines and then started to just, you know, kind of just walk around, play catch. And then I started walking more and running more. And the thing was, I didn't have any surgery or anything. I started doing some exercises, but what got my back feeling better was just more movement, you know, and it sounds counterintuitive because like running is pounding on your back. But really, once I got to be more active and started running, it was about that same time is when I started feeling better. And my back's been better ever since.
I tell you, exercise is everything. But we were doing for the longest time. I think they did it for about 5 years. They had, if you remember, they did inline marathons through Disney.
I used to be an inline speed skater all over the country.
I don't know if you did the Disney ones.
I didn't.
Stopped doing them because I think people were just getting really hurt. But
yes, I didn't even know they did that. Somebody sent me some information on that like 2 months ago, and I did some research on it. It was like in the mid-90s. Now, I did them like in Chicago, all over Illinois, the Midwest. Where else did we skate? Arkansas. We went wherever the money was, wherever the big purses were. But they did a huge one through Universal. That one was on ESPN. That was a crazy race, and people did get hurt because what they did was you race like through the streets, and you could fly on these inlines, no kidding. Like, we were moving, and I didn't go to these because these were like the professional racers at the time, and I wasn't there yet. But like, they had hay bales on each side of the road, so like, people would burn out into the hay bales. It was because back, it was kind of like when the X Games were born, and this was kind of like the same thing. You know, people were getting hurt left and right, but it was fun to watch, and it was actually fun to do as long as you weren't the one.
Yeah, well, we would get out there, and you know, there's just a lot of people that never skated before,
yes.
And they there's a lot of them. They're getting hurt, but hey, I've always wanted to thank you for kind of getting me involved in running. And every time I look at those medals up on my wall with the Disney coat rack up there that I turned into a little metal rack, I always think about that. So my brother got into it, my kid got into it, and we try and get as many of those run Disney events as we can. Looking forward to getting to another one as soon as they start them up again.
Yeah, so are you signed up for any current races like Wine and Dine or Marathon?
No, nothing currently over there. With Disney closed down, we kind of backed off for a little bit. My daughter's starting UCF in the fall, so I got her a season pass for her high school graduation gift. Nice. So I'm sure we'll start getting back into Disney again. But I just missed the life over there, and I'm looking forward to back to normal again.
I hear you, man. I hope to see you down to race. That'd be my honor. We'd have to grab a soda or a dessert sometime.
Oh, we'll look for you. All right, take care.
All right, take care. Thanks for the call. Sure appreciate it. All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye.
All right, 407-413, what's the number? 407-413-9395. That's a great call by Ken, and it's definitely not me, but love hearing from other runners to get to do the Disney races. And if you want to talk inline skating, we're going to talk about that on Mike in the Midwest, the new podcast on Patreon, which is going to be a little 10-minute show. It's just about stuff I've done in my life, because actually outside of Disney, I've done a lot of cool stuff. I've always been in the right place at the right time. Even with this podcast, you know, we started in early 2008. It was just the right time to start a podcast. You know, right now there are a lot of great podcasts that are getting started, but there's so many, it's kind of hard to find your niche with, you know, 150, 200 Disney podcasts. We started this one probably 5 to 10 shows. So there wasn't such a, it was a little bit easier to kind of get found. So we were lucky there, but I've done all kinds of stuff. DJed, got to hang out with professional baseball players, all kinds of good stuff. So I'm resetting Skype because apparently it is giving us trouble. So let me get this back up, and it's up. 407-413-9395. I'm loving the idea of that, coat rack though, for a metal hanger. Cause I'm always looking for ideas. All right. We have our next call. Who's joining us?
Hi, this is Dale from Maryland. How are you?
Dale, what's going on? Thanks for calling in tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak to you.
I appreciate that. Glad to talk to you.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you. I was out for my walk 2 days ago listening to the podcast, and it was the one where you were talking, it was all about the lizards and how different people have gotten into running, and I hadn't run in about 15 years, and it kind of motivated me to try the run-walk thing. So for 2 days now, I've been able to do a 5K.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Jeff Galloway in that run-walk-run method is incredible. And I think here's what I think about that just in a nutshell, because I know everybody doesn't want the Run Disney talk, but I'll give you this real quick. he by him being an Olympian, I don't know if people understand that he's like the official trainer for Run Disney. He's like a motivational guy that kind of lays down training plans and stuff for all of us regular people. Yet he was a marathoner in the Olympics. And the thing is, he said it's okay. He gave permission for somebody like me who's not a runner to still call myself a runner, even though I run and then I walk and then I run and then I walk. Because before I ever heard this, I thought that you either had to run all the time or just give it up. You know, like I was just, that's how I was brought up. You know, either you run the whole race or just don't even try. And I couldn't run the whole race. I could not do it. But when I got that permission from Jeff and I saw other people doing it, it's fine. All of a sudden I could run a full marathon eventually. You know, I started like 5K, you know, and it wasn't even a 5K at first. It took me forever to get there. But it's one of those things that it makes things more attainable. And I'm so glad Jeff and other people have, you know, said that, you know, that is something that is legitimate. And I appreciate that because I would have never gotten to any of this without that.
So I'm 59. And when I heard, you know, that I think he said he was 64 or 65, I kind of thought, you know, it's not too late for me. So I joined the Lizards yesterday, and I guess I need to get in there and see some of the tips, and hopefully this will be the start of a long journey.
Absolutely. Yeah, Mike Bankhead, who's our captain, 63. This guy, I mean, he is the night. You will not meet a nicer guy on this planet than Mike Bankhead. He is a friend to all. He is just so kind. 63 years old, though, and he's going to do the Dopey Challenge this year. I was telling my wife, you know, because I'm 46 now, and I told her, I'm like, I think I'm getting towards the end of my Dopey career. Like, I got to scale it back, maybe just do the 10Ks. I like 10Ks. They're good distance. And then Mike goes and says he's running the Dopey again. I'm like, well, shoot, now I got to do it for another 15 years. I mean, like, what are you going to do? But he's a great guy. I love Mike. He motivates us all.
All right. Well, I just want to thank you for the inspiration, and I'll be in touch.
Yes, sir. You have a good one. And if you ever need anything, you know where to yell. We're in it together.
Very good, sir.
All right. Take care. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. These calls put such a smile on my face. Really? It's just all of us getting out there together. I promise you, I wouldn't have been out there in the middle of a tropical storm this morning if it weren't for all you crazy people that we all post our runs every day. I had to keep up with everybody. I can't miss a day. You're not missing a day. All right, we have our next call on the line. Who's joining us?
What's up, Mike? It's James J.
James, see, you got in eventually. It's just been crazy tonight.
Finally. Man, yeah, it's a great topic, though. Incredible topic.
We talk junk on your desk, and phone lines light up like crazy. There are three in the queue right now. Four. There's four people in the queue right now. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Yeah, so obviously I've got, you know, tons of stuff at my desk, you know, run the podcast and all, you know, you gotta have that look, right? So I've got a couple of droids hanging on the wall, you know, from Galaxy's Edge. Got one non Disney thing, which is something not a lot of people have, is a semifinal trophy from Division II playoff when we went my sophomore year. Unfortunately, you had to go to Northwest Missouri in December. And yeah, us Alabama boys weren't used to that kind of weather, so it didn't turn out too well.
So you actually had to go up to Kirksville?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I've never been to Kirksville, and I'm in Missouri. I don't want to go up there.
Yeah, it was brutal. I think the wind chill at kickoff was like 9 below 0.
Yeah, it's not fun.
No. And but, you know, and that was back when the Division II National Championship game was in Florence, Alabama, where we were, you know, North Alabama. And all those Missouri guys were like, oh, yeah, we get to go down to some warmer weather. The day their plane landed, it started snowing.
Oh, figures, figures. It's like when I ran a half marathon in Florida in the snow. Like, it was sleeting and snowing. I'm like, this is stupid. Like, if I want to be sleeted and snowed on, I could be back in St. Louis in January. This is dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, you talked about that with me on our show, actually.
Yeah, it was stupid. We've had all weather. Yeah, I've experienced it all.
But probably one thing that we take a lot of pride in sitting at our desk that not a lot of people probably have is a thank you card from Mark Daniel.
Yes, absolutely. I love that guy. That's sweet.
Yeah, he's great. Do what?
Yeah, that's awesome that he sent that, man. He is such a just huge talent, just a better man. He's a good guy.
He really is. We actually, because the first time he was on the show, we were trying to find something special to send to him, and he told us his first Star Wars experience, and also he's trying to find something like that. Couldn't find it anywhere. But then on Instagram the next day, he had posted he wanted one of those Sporks from Galaxy's Edge, and they were only selling them in Disneyland at the time. So I went on a wild goose chase, messaging a bunch of people and all. Found somebody in Disneyland that picked it up for us and mailed it to us so we could get it to them. So that was pretty epic.
That's awesome that he wanted a Spork. I love it.
Yeah. That's probably the most unique Disney thing we have.
So I'm showing one of my more unique things, and I swear I didn't steal this. It just ended up in my backpack, and I do not know seriously how it got in there. It was one of those things where I think I was packing my room because I had to be packed up before I went to a race. So I was packing up at 2 a.m. Yep. I have the room occupied sign, the door hanger for when you don't want a housekeeping to come. And so now this sits on this sits on the downstairs bathroom.
That's awesome. I don't know if y'all have a door at the top of the stairs for your basement. You should put it on there when you're recording.
I don't. We have an open basement. I know. Seriously. It's I can hear everything upstairs. That's one of the faults of this house. I love this house, but it is. Now, here's the deal. If my daughter would get married. No, she's fine. I love Paige. She's at Mizzou. But her room is going to make the most awesome podcast office studio kind of thing. But right now it has to be a bedroom, so no pressure, but someday. when we bought the house, I'm like, that will make the best office. It's the only room down, full room downstairs. I'm like, yes, and I can't have it, so.
Oh, man, that's so depressing. One day.
Yeah, one day. It's fine. Yeah, I don't want to. I also don't want to pay for a wedding. Man. Yeah, I can't pay for a wedding right now, so it's a little cheaper just to stay out here in the middle.
That's true.
Take care, brother. Good talking to you.
All right, man.
See you later.
You too.
All right, 407-413-9395. We have about 15 minutes. Let's get these calls in. 407-413-9395. Yes. As James J. said, you do not want to go to Kirksville, Missouri in the wintertime. Cold. It's a whole new sense of cold, especially if you're from the South. If you want to know what it just hurts to be alive in northern Missouri in January, December. It's just not fun. All right, we have our next caller. Hey, who's joining us?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? It's Tyler.
What's up, Tyler? How's that 1 mile a day going?
It's going good. I don't know if you saw my post today. I had a little bit of an alteration in my goal just so that I could maintain positivity about it and still feel good about it. But
I didn't see it. What's up?
I'm still going to do the 365, but I'm basically just going to be counting down and see how quickly I can get to it, but I'm going to have rest days.
Good idea.
Just to be more realistic and more positive about it and still feel good because I don't want it to turn into a chore,
It does. Oh, I'm telling you, man, it is. Because I typically don't take rest days, and it's hard to get out there so many days. It's hard. Yeah, that's I like what you're saying.
So, but it was met with tons of support, and that made me feel really good. Yep. So I was happy about that, and I said in the post, this is why I love this group so much. So if any of the listeners are walking or running and they're not in the Lizards, get on it.
That's right. That's right. It's better to have a team behind you. All right. So I got to ask I love hearing this. I feel like I'm just spying on people, but what do you have sitting around your work area? What's at your desk?
Well, so I don't have a desk. I clean windows. So I drive into Atlanta pretty much every day, but so I don't really have a desk. But I have a if my car is since I commute
to your office, yes,
I have a Baymax bobblehead sitting on my dash, but he fell off.
Oh no!
So I got to stick him back on. he has a sticky thing on the bottom of him, and he kind of came off of that. So I just have this white circle stuck to my dashboard and I got to put him back on it. But Baymax is my favorite. He's my favorite Disney character. So I got a bobblehead of him. And then at the World of Disney, right by the checkout, they have these weird keychain ear hats. And I got a little Baymax one of that. And I got him hanging from my rear view mirror.
That's awesome. What about Baymax? Because I've never, you know, nothing wrong with, I've just never heard of anybody where Baymax is their favorite character. Did Big Hero 6 like really hit home with you, or what's up?
Yeah, well, I like the movie. I'm a big comic book fan, and it's superheroes and Disney combined, so that just made it really good. I'm also I really like the voice actor. He was on a show called 30 Rock, and I really liked his character on that. And so it's just like a lot of different connections that he's also just a fun character, you know.
He's sweet.
It's a funny movie. He's sweet. He's helpful, but he's also like, there's even a line in it where he says, "I also know karate." So like, he's sweet and helpful, but he also knows karate.
That's it. Yeah, well, cool. I mean, it's always good to know, especially if you're in Atlanta, apparently. I don't know. Ricky's around.
Oh yeah. I gotta fend her off.
That's right. Trust me. That's cool though that you have that's interesting. I remember watching that years ago, like when it first came out on DVD, and I really did enjoy it. But that movie, it just felt different than any other Disney movie I'd seen. You know, it had a different like look to it and feel to it.
Yeah, for sure, it definitely does. And I mean, if you look at because Big Hero 6 was it was a story in the Marvel comics, but it's nothing like what Disney did with it. It's very different. So it's definitely a lot of fun though, and that's what I like about it. It's a lot of fun, but it's still really emotional.
Yep.
And so that's why I like Baymax so much. So I got some Baymax stuff, and then you know, around the house, obviously we got tons of Disney stuff. That's probably a whole other show, is what Disney stuff do you have around your house on display?
Oh yeah, we're saving that one for a rainy day, because that's if I'm talking to our fans, that's going to be crazy, because I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that'll be a 4-hour.
It's mostly right. Yeah, that'll be the 12-hour show for Give Kids the World's Comeback. We'll just talk about that for 12 hours.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Let me ask you, Tyler, I'm curious. Now, do you clean windows like on skyscrapers, like on the big buildings?
No, okay. We do residential houses.
Okay, good. I was going to say, because that would make that's like my worst nightmare. And I was wondering, like, I wonder if he actually does that. I was getting, like, sweaty palms thinking about it.
No, it's Atlanta's a very residential city, and we kind of go all over. I mean, we do some stuff away from Atlanta, too, but most of it's in Atlanta. But it's mostly cleaning houses. Sometimes we'll do, a car dealership or something, but that's very rare. Yeah. So it's not really a whole lot of commercial, but it's tiring.
Oh yeah.
That's why it's so hard to go out and get my runs in the morning and then go to work.
Yeah. I've always wondered that, because people that have physical jobs, I mean, I know some of our lizards are like mailmen, like they walk all day long, you know, they don't drive in a vehicle.
Oh, yeah.
They walk the route every day. Then they go out and run. I'm like, the reason that I really got running and got motivated was 3 years ago when I went to, you know, I quit teaching and became a travel agent. I sit at a desk all day because that's the only way I can get my job done. But I didn't want to become, you know, I didn't want to look like Baymax, you know, like in 3 years, because I sit out all the time because I eat constantly. So I have to run to kind of burn off the calories. Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know how people that have physical jobs can do it. I mean, that's pushing it. I love those.
Well,
birds.
We run to eat, and we eat to run, and
totally.
All that. So
absolutely. All right. Well, Tyler, I'm going to roll. So
I remember.
I sure appreciate you calling in.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
All right. Mike. Take care, buddy. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye. All right. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. I love Tyler because he set a goal for himself with the running, and he modified it to still be as challenging, but be smarter about it, because he's right. When you build in rest days, that is so, so important, because if you're a runner, even if you're just getting started, you really do need to take a rest day at least once a week and let your body, more importantly, give yourself a mental break. You know, have that day where you don't have to get up to crack of dawn. You could chill out and then make it, you know, you'll look forward to that run come Monday morning. So I like it. Tyler's making the right call. And I love that conversation about Baymax, because I really wouldn't think a lot of people have Baymax as their favorite character, but he gives so many reasons why. And he's right. If you're a comic book fan, that movie's got to rock. I did remember watching that movie. We liked it. It did feel really different. All right. I reset Skype. 407-413-9395. 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Let's see here. And we have our next caller who's joining us.
Hey, Mike, it's Marlessa.
Hey, Marlessa, what's going on?
I'm just in time. It's like a hot.
It's crazy tonight. I know. It's nuts.
I feel like I'm calling like Bob Iger or something.
No, it's not Bob Iger. It's just really some Yahoo, some Mike in Missouri. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. So this is a really fun topic, as evidenced by the the chat and all the calls. Because I think it's a good way to get to know each other a little better about like what we choose to have by our desk. So I guess, like Tyler mentioned, like what we have around our apartments or house could be like its own show, but to stick to what I have specifically by my desk. So two main things, one is right above my desk. I have a, piece of art that, my boyfriend and I bought, at Disney Springs a few trips ago. It's basically, you may have seen it. It's, basically the Haunted Mansion stretching room portraits, except it's the Fab Five instead of the actual.
I have seen those. Those are cool. So, yeah, I like those.
So it's so nice because, like, I always love looking at the various art stores throughout property. And it was a semi-impulse buy, but, like we do like hanging things up throughout our apartment. But it was also, like, we both love the Haunted Mansion, and it's, inventive and kind of fun and quirky that it's, reimagined as Mickey and Daisy and Goofy and the gang. And it just kind of like, makes me smile. It's like right above my desk. Reminds me of one of my favorite rides. And then another thing I have on my desk is, it's kind of like a minor trinket, but I guess there's somewhat of an interesting story behind it. More of like a tradition of mine, so it's just like a small, lamp. It's like, designed to be like a kind of a toy version of the lamp from Aladdin.
Oh, nice.
And Aladdin's my favorite Disney movie, and Jasmine's my favorite character. Why it kind of connects to a tradition is because I bought it just here at the Disney store right here in New York City. And obviously I'm working from home, but normally, my, office where I work is about a 5-minute walk, probably less, from the Disney store. So by being that kind of close to it, during the week, I would be able to often, normally, I guess pre-COVID, would get to easily go there about like once a week or once every other week.
That's dangerous. That's dangerous being that close to a Disney store. Shoot.
Oh man. I know I've resisted quite a lot, but it's the time to go though, because you don't want to, I've gone there on the weekends, like if someone's visiting or whatever and they want to go to the Disney store, but I'll take them. But it's obviously much more crowded, on the weekends or Friday evening, because then you're competing with tourists. But, going there in like the middle of the day, there's still tourists, but it's more manageable. So just like having that on my desk. So it's like, it's a cute little trinket. It's nothing fancy. It was honestly, it was definitely under like $20. That was an impulse buy too, but I was like, well, it's only like $10-$12, whatever. Yeah. Might as well. I like a lot. That's how I justify it, right? And then there's just, and then eventually you keep getting more and more like $12 things. But so it reminds me kind of more of that tradition of how, like going to like this Disney store, like it's not like the same feeling as going to, Disney World, but it's still like the cast members that work there are great. And, I mean, they've probably forgotten me by now, but I'm sure at the time they were like recognized, like, oh, there's that girl again. She's back here. Just walk around and try not to buy the whole store out. Like it kind of like of that nice tradition of how there are various ways that we can find like Disney at home, like, which I don't even know if that would be an interesting topic too, like ways, like even like pre-COVID that we kind of find the magic of Disney home at home or even in our hometown. Cause like I know some people, like there's local, theater groups that might do certain Disney plays. And like for me, of course, like I said, like walking to my local Disney store and just kind of getting a taste of that magic and just like hearing the music through the store. It's like a nice moment.
Yeah. I get it. I mean, it's one of those things where the Disney store is not Walt Disney World, but in a pinch, it'll give you enough of that kind of feel, if you kind of use your imagination, you can almost feel like you're in the Emporium a little, a Mouse Gears back in the day. It's not the same thing, but it's better than nothing. And you're right. Your store is probably a lot cooler in New York City than ours is here in St. Louis, but it still serves its purpose. I miss going. You're right. But the thing is, we have an outlet now, right? A Disney Store outlet 10 minutes down the road here in Chesterfield. And I got to down there. I haven't been there in a while. Well, of course, the stores have been closed for a long time. But yeah, now you kind of got me wanting to go shopping, and I hate shopping.
Oh man, I must be very persuasive to convince you to go shopping.
I'm telling you, man.
But if you make it to New York City, I'll give you the tour of that area and take you to the Disney Store. Even if it's on the weekend, I'll brave the crowd.
Oh my gosh, all us tourists! can you handle people from Missouri looking? Look at how big those buildings are. I know we have tall buildings here, too. Probably not as tall as yours.
But I'll alternate between showing you around to being like, I don't know these people. What? No, I'm kidding.
I have to run because guess what? We have a date upstairs with a big rummy game. Paige's friend is moving away to go to PA school out in Colorado tomorrow or next week or sometime. But she's visiting for the last night tonight, and I told him I'm beating them all in rummy. Because I'm the
good
rummy
luck.
Champ.
May the force be with
That's
you.
Right. I better win. Gotta win. Well, hey, thanks for calling in, Marlessa. I appreciate it.
Of course. Talk to you soon.
Right,
happy anniversary.
Thursday. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that is going to do it tonight. We're going to have to continue this topic on Thursday. We can actually expand it out a little bit. I have another idea on this. But thank you so much for the great calls. It was good hearing from the regulars. It was good hearing from a lot of first-time callers tonight. It's just so much fun talking Disney with you all. It's great. We can all get together. We had the discussion about Give Kids the World. We're determined. When the time is right, we are going to give them a surprise. We're going to come back. We're going to rally. And we're going to do something special for when they reopen to make that magic so that, you know what, they were making a lot of magic before, but we're going to help them make even more on the comeback side. We're going to make this, they're going to come out of this better than they went into it. So let's do that. Let's keep them in our prayers, keep them in our thoughts. Let's do what we can for them in the meantime. If they ever need help, watch social media at GKTW. Is it? I think that's what it is. So follow them on the social media. Just keep up to date with everything going on over there, and let's support them. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Instagram and Twitter at BRGuestMike and at BRGuestPod. And, of course, Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to duck out of here. I got to go win at rummy. Again, no show tomorrow night. It's our anniversary. We'll be back on Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, right here on Facebook. Until then, I need you all to stay safe. I need you all to stay healthy. And we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.